This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I talked about these Chinese Wu Flu numbers, and I didn't ask this one question, which is, of the 153,504 people who died, supposedly, of the Wu Flu, and then we get the CDC's revised numbers that only 9,201 actually died from directly related to Wu Flu. We paid $39,000 for over 140,000 people, because that's what the I don't know what you want to call it, but I call it a ripoff. That's what we gave to the hospitals because the Democrats shut them down and said, how do we compensate them? I want that money back. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The reason why I'm here is to correct the record on a lot of stuff and also to make you feel good to understand that I know what I'm talking about. And in following up on this whole Wu Flu BS that the CDC and the Democrats plan and stole trillions of dollars from this economy, I will tell you, they don't care. It's completely backfired, and if we don't fight back now and make sure that this never happens again, we have done our generation, the next generations, a disservice. But there's going to be some feel good that comes out of it, so I am glad that you're here, because I'm going to educate you on this stuff. I told you early on, that stuff was nonsense. I told you these mask mandates are are absolutely ridiculous. Social distancing, we've got terms that we should never be using. We social distance automatically. Let somebody cough around you. You look. Even before the dreaded Chinese Wu Flu, somebody they sneeze. You say, bless you. You look to see how far away they are because you don't want to get caught in the mist. And nature has this funny way of designing, God designed the body to say, okay, you sneeze, whatever it is that can kill people, I'm pretty much going to let it get killed in the atmosphere. It doesn't live long enough. We don't need this stuff. But government wants you to believe 6 feet will protect you. If you're inside of the 6 foot radius, well, you're the one rolling the dice. But if you're outside of 6 feet, you're safe. Because they've done studies. They have the science, as the left likes to pretend. You have no more scientific evidence than you have from your freaking common sense. And you need to start using it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. I've been explaining to you guys that we conservatives are in an amazing position. The best position politically we've been in since Reagan. And actually, it's geometrically better than that of the great Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. You better know that, see, what Trump did is he not only gave you that feeling of empowerment that Reagan gave you, but he's also decimating the Democrats. Reagan didn't have to do that. He had Tip O'Neill as the House Speaker of the House. He didn't have to mess around with him. All he had to do, they were trying to work together supposedly for a better America. Misguided on the left still, but it wasn't as adversarial as it is today. Donald Trump has to destroy the Democrats, and thankfully, he's doing a pretty good job of it. But they're also doing a pretty good job of it themselves. And that's what I want to talk about with you. So I'm glad you're here. C-SPAN had a show, and they were talking about, the show was sort of, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't watch it, but people were sending stuff to me saying, Kevin, did you see C-SPAN? Did you see what all these Democrats were calling in? And they were like, I'm not voting Democrat, I'm voting Republican. I was like, no, I didn't see that. So they sent me the information, and we went through it, and I think I've made a pretty good assessment of it. But I've been speaking a lot about these Democrat defectors. And I'm going to tell you, a Democrat defector is different from a Republican defector. I'm talking about political defector, one that leaves the party for the other. And let me give you some insights into this before we get more into the C-SPAN stuff. So first of all, Democrat defectors exist. Okay? Republican defectors in the time of Trump are a figment of a Democrat's demented imagination. They don't exist. There are no Republican defectors in the time of Trump. There are plenty of Democrat defectors. Second, Democrat defectors become evangelists for Trump. Republican defectors remain with the party and they just become a gnat at the picnic. You get what I'm saying? Republican defectors don't leave the party. Kasich is not, I'm going to switch and become a Democrat, because he's not stupid enough to do that. I think I know better than Donald Trump because I lost and I got my butt kicked and I'm mad. But he ain't leaving the party. Leo Terrell left the party. Vernon Jones left the party. Many others have left the party. They are not going back. And not only do they leave the party, they become evangelists. Listen to Kasich try to explain, or Fiorina. Listen to them explain why they're not going to vote for Trump. They might as well just say, I'm just mad that he beat me. He beat me up, and I'm mad at him, so I'm going to go over here for a minute. But I'll be back. Democrat. Ask Leo Terrell if he's going to go back to the Democratic Party. You follow? Now, I highlighted some of these high-level Democrats before, like Leo Terrell and Vernon Jones, and there are others. A guy out of Tennessee, there were 8 Democrats in one, I think it was Mississippi, in one location. They said, we're done with the Democrats. They flipped. Democrat legislators, representatives. Nope. Not anymore. We're all going to become Republicans. Show me where that occurs for the Republicans. Show me. In a time of Trump. You know, because he's hated and all, right? Show me where it occurred. Can't do it because it doesn't exist. Now, as I mentioned, Leo Terrell, Vernon Jones, others have flipped. I dare Democrats, call the show, send me a note, snail mail, any kind of mail, email. Show me where prominent Republicans, you got Jeff Flake, who is not a Republican. Jeff Flake ain't leaving the Republican Party. Show me one. If he dislikes Trump and the Republican Party so much, he has nothing in common with us, why doesn't he go? Because you know why? You do not want to jump in that toxic pond. That's why they will not go. And then I'll ask you this. Find me any serious Republican who is unhappy with Donald Trump. Any serious one. Forget Kasich and Fiorina. I can give you a reason why they hate Trump. Kasich is a governor of a big state, and he's thinking, how'd this guy jump ahead of me? That's not fair. Fiorina? No reason. I'm a woman. Why shouldn't I win? Get Jeff Flake was going to lose in the Senate. He know not supporting Trump is the reason for his loss. And I could go on. These people are jealous. That's it. There's no reasonable Republican that goes, I voted for Trump and I can't stand what he's done. Even Ann Coulter talking about the border stuff, she would never abandon Trump. It doesn't happen. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Prior to the break, I asked a very simple question. Find me any serious Republican who's unhappy with Trump. You might be unhappy with a policy here or there. You're not unhappy with Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There are people like AOC. She's not voting for Biden. She went on the Democrat National Convention stage for her 60 seconds. She took 90, because that's what Democrats do. You give them an inch, they take an inch and a half. So she took 90 seconds to tell Democrats, don't support Biden, vote for Bernie. How much? This is a prominent, big-mouth Democrat who went on the national stage and did not support the candidate of their choice. Oh, but that didn't mean a whole lot, right? To the media, they didn't tell you that. Doesn't matter to them. That's not a Democrat defector. The Bernie people that Bernie came on, listen, you've got this, we cannot elect another at the time of Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot be reelected. Don't do it. Vote for Biden, please. He's literally begging people with all the gusto of Marvin Gaye, please come back home, whatever, you know. I love some Marvin Gaye music, but the point is, don't get me off track. The point is, Bernie's begging his supporters to support Biden. Please do it. Please. Democrat defectors. They don't go back. They don't want any part of it. There are people that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. They would not vote for Bernie today. They won't vote. I know them because I've spoken to at least six of them. Here's what a guy told me. I'm giving you the truth. He said, Kevin, I was a dyed-in-the-wool Bernie supporter. When he got screwed over by the Democrats, I left the Democratic Party. But he goes, when I watched Bernie become a sellout, I knew I wasn't going back. And you know where I found him? He works for Turning Point USA. Now, he was a youngster for him, but he converted in college, and now he's a man. I mean, he's probably 30 years old now, and he goes, I would never vote for that. Now that I know what I know, I'll never vote for them again. Republicans don't have that problem. So I ask you again, find me any serious Republican. Find me somebody that voted for Trump and went, man, shoot, totally disappointed. Can't believe it. You can't find anybody disgusted with Trump. You can find some people going, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But you know, for the most part, I love the way he's dismantling, because it isn't just about Trump's policies, it's what he's doing to the Democrats. So you are happy. The Democrats know this. They got problems. They selected a substandard candidate. And that's being nice. That's as nice as I can put that Biden is as dumb as he's dumber than every blonde you've ever. You got a blonde joke, turn it into a Biden joke. The dude has dementia. But here's what's worse about Biden. He is a lying scumbag who fattened the wallets of almost every one of his family members. And what America doesn't need is another leftist corrupt politician a la Barack Obama, a la Hillary Clinton. Every one of those suckers went into office worth less than what they left office being worth. I mean, every one of them, they have absolutely greased the skids, and they're multimillionaires. Now, you can't name a member of the Obama's cabinet that didn't feast on the body politic. Now, add to this, Biden's stance on about every policy issue, and you understand how this man is unelectable. He's unelectable. America sees firsthand every day now what life under the Democrats look like. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. Look at these cities under siege. Chicago. Put any major, just insert a major city into this paragraph, you know, of what I'm talking about, these brackets, and you have nothing but anarchy, chaos, rioting, looting, etc. You want to know why? Because Democrats love criminals, and they're weak on crime because they depend on those criminals to keep them in office. They put these people there to make you feel like you need them, and then they don't even protect you. Their constituents right now fear for their lives. Do you think in Middleton, Tennessee, or Joe Blow, blankety blank, Kentucky, that they have race issues and they got riots and all this other stuff? You think they're dealing with anything that Louisville, Kentucky's dealing with? That St. Louis is dealing with? Chicago, all the cities I just named, but let's add some. Cleveland, L.A., Oakland. You think that they're dealing with a fraction of what's going on in these cities? No way. I haven't seen a more anti-American group of people since I was in China than the Democratic Party. And that's why people are leaving that party in droves. And C-SPAN, as Democrats who might vote for Trump to call in, and guess what? The phones lit up. Andrew Clark noted this in a tweet. He said, so many Democrats have called into C-SPAN supporting President Trump this week that C-SPAN literally changed their call-in structure to make it more even. And he showed how they did it. Because they were like, I think what it said was C-SPAN after Biden's speech, C-SPAN after the Trump speech. And there's a graphic that shows it. It was confusing to me, so I don't want to try to make it sense of it on the radio because I couldn't figure it out looking at it. But here's what they changed. Essentially, they were like, hey, listen, if you're a Democrat and you support President Trump, call us. If you're a Republican and you support, if Joe Biden changed their mind, why don't you give us a call? I think that was the gist of it, right? What do you guys, I mean, that's kind of what I got from it. And what happened was the phones lit up. David from Mexico called in. I'm a longtime Democrat, born and raised. After watching tonight, I've made up my mind I'm definitely going to vote for Donald Trump. a born and raised Democrat, and now he's voting for Trump. And let me tell you something. He is no outlier. This guy is the norm. Another lady called in, and she says, this convention in just in the last two nights has awakened me. There is hope. This is a Minnesota Democrat that had anguish in her voice, and she said, the convention made her have hope. She says, there are people that are willing to fight for us. No, folks, that not a single Republican watched the Democrat National Convention and switched. Show, if that Yeti, if that Sasquatch, if that Loch Ness Monster exists, if that unicorn exists, please call me. Tell me, Kevin, if you know of anybody, anecdotally, Kevin's one of my Republican friends watched the Democrat convention and he went, you know what, dude, that Joe Biden, he convinced me he's for, show me that person so I can call you a liar, because they don't exist. And I'm telling you, I know this from just flat old common sense. Here's what another person called in, Helen from Pennsylvania. I think Democrats really have to take a look at what has happened to them. It's amazing to see how the Democratic Party has changed. Trump is the one who's going to take this country and make it better. That was the overwhelming consensus, and it was so overwhelming for CNN that they went, we got to do something. We got to balance it. And how can you balance it? They couldn't do it. Do you understand what I'm telling you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? C-SPAN had to change the platform to try to make it balanced because they had so many Democrats going, I watched the RNC convention, and I'm convinced that Donald Trump is the man. And you're convinced, too.
Jackson Radio Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, reopens the PPP for a second draw, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school, helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses or homeschooling.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is testifying before a Senate committee on developing a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine.
HHS will be issuing guidance to expand access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines. State-licensed pharmacists will now be able to administer COVID-19 vaccinations to persons age 3 and older.
President Trump keeping another one of his campaign promises as 2,000 troops will be leaving Iraq during September. This is USA Radio News. Two Joe Biden voters have been indicted on hate crime charges after grabbing a 7-year-old's Make America Great Again cap in front of his mother outside the Democratic National Convention in Delaware. Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, both 21, were indicted by a grand jury on Tuesday on felony charges of robbery and conspiracy and hate crimes, as well as a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child. The incident, which was captured on video, went viral, occurred outside a restaurant at the Wilmington Riverfront on August 20th. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the people of his state are very resilient. Today on the Senate floor, the Iowa Republican acknowledged the hardships that farmers have faced this year.
Farmers have had to confront coronavirus, supply chain disruptions, widespread drought, and a record windstorm that blew across our state.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I could do a whole series on what I'm about to talk about right now. And it was the inspiration for this segment is from a friend of mine, Dennis Prager. And Dennis wrote a piece where he called it the dehumanization of blacks. And it's a subject I've talked about, you know, quite ad nauseum. The dehumanization of blacks. Dehumanization of blacks, I'm sorry. And I love the topic, and I'm going to give you Dennis's take because it's a different experience, and I think you need to hear things sometimes from a different perspective. But I've said this. And I'm going to begin the idea around this. And by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to ask you a very simple question. Of the significant relationships in your life, what is the tie that binds? What binds you to that person? For example, I could say to you, what was it about your spouse? Now, there are some psychological things. Oh, my husband reminds me of my father, or the opposite side of that is this woman, your wife, reminds you of your mother, or a very important figure in your life. There's a psychology of that, but there are things that bind you. For example, one of my friends is met his girlfriend because he was a skier. One of my other friends met his girlfriend because he went to a cooking class. So you find these things that make you go, whoa, you like that too? And it's funny, the more obscure it is, the more likely, like for example, I have a buddy, his name is Rob, and he dates, if you look at his pictures on his Facebook page, and everybody's sort of bulky and fit. And you know where he met his girlfriend? At a fitness contest. So, it's the tie that binds. Now, this is a white guy, and he's dating an Asian girl. Now, what I'm getting at is, it wasn't race that bound him. I mean, of course, he's not a racist, and neither is she, obviously. But it was the fact that they had that in common. That was really the tie that bound. I mean, she's a pretty girl. He's a handsome guy. But they had all kinds of people to pick from. He's a management consultant. He's all over the place in companies. He saw all kinds of people, a lot of white people, white women, you know, men if he was into that. But he goes to his fitness, to his gym. He meets a girl that's equally, you know, because let's face it, there are people that go to the gym and they primp and they're like, ah, I look cute. His girlfriend works out. And you see their pictures. Their friends are not people that, you know, go to the gym and tiptoe around. Their friends are people that work out. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. You look at the pictures and you go, now that's a group of fit people. All ages. And it's really funny. All races, all ages, but fit. And it's funny because I was looking at it was his birthday recently, and I was looking at the thing on Facebook, and I went, I'll be a son of a gun. You can tell what binds this group together. They talk about nutrition, fitness, athletics, what have you. That's the type. I could see it. Versus you see people that are overweight and they got cards in their hands and they're drinking, you know, whatever, and they just get together and they party. All different races, all different sizes and shapes and colors and whatever. That's how they do it. So it's the tie that binds. You ever met somebody out and you both, you know, you see them wearing a Philadelphia Eagles hat and you're like, hey, you Eagles fan? Yeah, yeah, man, I'm going way back. Always, always. From day one, it's funny with Minnesota fans, because Minnesota, oh, Lord, they've been to the Super Bowl 4 times and never won. Maybe it's 5 times now, but they've never won. And so you see a guy in Minnesota, and they just have this affinity. Like, oh, dude, you from Minnesota? Yeah, oh, me too. Jeez, guy. And then they go to talking, right? And then they find, hey, so, you know, okay, you ought to come over and watch a game sometime. You should get together, have a drink. And that's the tie that binds. They don't know politics. They don't care about your color. It's just, that's the thing. Casual conversation, maybe you overheard about a guy that likes tennis. He's talking about, yeah, I was hanging out at a clinic with Agassi. And, oh, man, you're I heard you talking about Agassi. Maybe you're in the movies. Instant friend. You know, instant acquaintance with the potential to turn into a friendship. That's what draws people together. So Dennis Prager wants to take a look at this, and he says, if you take black and white left-wing rhetoric seriously, blacks are not human beings like members of other races. They are first and foremost black. They are human beings defined before anything else by their color, not their humanity, their personality, their character, their mind, or their heart. So much so that according to white and black leftists, if you dissent from this racist view, you are labeled racist. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, that black folks need to join the human race and stop being, and I've used this term many times, ethnocentrically racist. I call this to Richard Fowler on TV. I said, you are an ethnocentric racist. Everything you do is seen first on the basis of color. And that is a racist thing. If you're evaluating how a cop treated somebody, what color is the cop? What color is the perp? That's the way you do it. You can't just evaluate it on humanity. I don't care that Chauvin or whatever the dude's name that had his knee on George Floyd's neck is white or black. Regardless, he needs to be evaluated. The situation needs to be looked at. But I don't care. It doesn't make it any different for me that the guy was white. But it does to the ethnocentric racist, these leftists. Prager goes on. The idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this, the progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do any blacks see themselves first as blacks? When a black man, let's call him James, looks in the mirror, does he first see a black person or does he see James? When a white woman, let's call her Karen, I'm playing with the left here, looks into the mirror, does she first see a white person or does she see Karen? Does any human being first see his or her color? Of course not. This is Dennis's conclusion. Yet, we're supposed to believe that the most important thing about a black individual is that he or she is black. And if we do not honor that fact, if we aim to be colorblind, he puts it in quotes, then we are labeled racist. The dehumanizing sense, or nonsense rather, goes for racial truth these days. Thus, for example, we who are not black are supposed to acknowledge that we cannot possibly see the world a black person sees the world. We cannot possibly understand what it is like to be black. This is part of the dogma that the left imposes on society through the media, through cancel culture. Say that you are colorblind and you might lose your job or your reputation. and through racial sensitivity training seminars at colleges and universities in the workplace. I'm not sure if he meant to say that. Say that you are colorblind and you might lose your job or your reputation. I think he meant to say that you're not colorblind. But to be honest with you, it does work both ways. And I've talked about this idea, this insane notion that I don't see color. I think that's just so stupid. Talked about it the other day. It is such a lie. You lose all credibility with me when you tell me a lie. I don't see color. Even colorblind people see color. They don't see it the way we see it, but they can make out some hues of color. So we all see color. And we can overlook it. The same way, you know, there are people that are not as attractive. You've met people that somebody goes, hey, Kev, you ought to meet so-and-so. Maybe y'all will hit it off. And you see her and you're like, she's not attractive. But you know what you do? You give her a chance and you might overlook that she's not as pretty as your last girlfriend. Or he's not as handsome as your last boyfriend. Or he's not as tall. Or he's a little thicker. But you know what? He's fun to be around. I like the guy. That is the way we work. We notice, I didn't notice that she was slightly overweight. Dude, come on now. You told me the girl was a fitness model and she could have played linebacker for the Cowboys. Y'all know what I was about to say. So it's okay. Because you know what? You meet old chubby girl and you find out she got such a bubbly. You know what? I like her. And you suddenly, the thing that's obvious to you doesn't become a game changer. Let me tell you, in the black community, my grandmother, it was the world's worst. She would tell you in a minute, you can't marry, you can't get, baby, you can't date that girl. She's too dark. Y'all kids will be too black. That's what my grandmother would say. Against her own people. My uncle was dark skinned, and he went through a ton of women. And I remember distinctly my uncle bringing a black, the dark black woman, you know, because he's dark skinned. And she said, Robin, y'all, you can't be married to this woman. Y'all kids would be too black. That's what she said. God bless her. Love her to death. But there was a color code, and it was a color code in the black community. There's nobody that's black that can dismiss me on this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article that Dennis Prager wrote and a concept that I've talked about many times, and it is the dehumanization of black folks. The idea that you got to be so black that you forget to live life. You just don't live life normally because you're too caught up in being an ethnocentric racist, looking through the prism of blackness. And that's what Prager's talking about. So he was, as I said earlier, and I'm going to go back to it just a little bit. He says the idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do you see yourself as black first, or do you see yourself as Kevin? Do you see yourself as Jaquan? it's funny because I will be in a room full of white folks and I don't have any discomfort whatsoever. And every now and then, I'll think to myself, these white folks are looking at, I'm the only black, maybe the only, or one of two blacks. And I'm thinking, they look around the room and they go, there's a black guy here. They don't think anything of it, but they have to notice it. But you don't feel any tension or anything. And it's nothing. But every now and then, it's funny, because I'll go, I'm the only black dude here, or there's two of us here. You know, and it'll hit me because of the politics of it, because I'm going to tell you something. If it weren't for this thing that I do now, I would never even think about it. I never think of my color. I've traveled all over the world, and I'm in places where I truly may be the only black guy. But now they may be some Indians or whatever, but I'm the only authentically black guy, and I don't even give 2 seconds of thought about it. It's funny to me more than anything. So Prager's going through this, but he says, but all this does is promulgate the view that blacks are inherently different from other people. As a result, the only way the left's view of blacks differs from that of white supremacists is that the latter believes blacks are inherently inferior, whereas the left believes blacks are inherently different. Well, I beg to differ with Dennis on this. I believe that the left disguises their racism in exactly what he just said. They see us as inherently different, inherently in need of their assistance. But still, you know, Dennis is a bright guy, so I'll give him a pass. But he goes, but both the left and the white supremacists agree that race contains immutable characteristics. Aside from its inherent racism, well, see, now he's getting there. He says the progressive view of blacks is pablum. No one can see the world through another's eyes. No one can fully understand what it is like to be another human being. Do all whites understand how other whites see the world? One of the ongoing jokes in public dialogues I have with Adam Carolla around the country is how much we think alike, despite the fact that our backgrounds could hardly be more different. And he goes on to describe the differences between their backgrounds. I didn't know this stuff about Adam Carolla, so here you go. He says, other than being white and male, we have essentially nothing in common. He's an atheist. I'm a religious believer. He's Italian. I'm a Jew. He grew up poor and on food stamps in Los Angeles. I grew up in a solid middle-class home in Brooklyn. He had little formal education, never went to college. I grew up in a house of intellectuals and went to an Ivy League college graduate school. Even though I cannot relate to his experience or he to mine, we are nevertheless very close because in addition to that intangible thing that creates friendships, we have the same values. On the other hand, I'm a Jew. George Soros is a Jew. Other than the same ethnic ancestries, we have absolutely nothing in common. I have far more in common with the black conservative intellectual Larry Elder. The notion that race or ethnicity bonds people is both stupid and racist. Now see, that's why I asked you earlier, what binds you to a person? I have friends because I've met them because they go, I like to golf. I love to golf. Oh, dude, let's go golf. I have people, I'll tell you this. I have friends that I golf with I have not associated with in any other way except we golf together. And it isn't that I don't want to hang out with them. It's just I'm busy, they're busy, and we haven't been able to do anything outside of that. But when it comes to golf, yo, Kev, you ready to go golf? Absolutely, let's go. And we meet at the course. I have a black buddy, and we met at the golf course, and we were both walking, and he was like, you mind if I join you? Yeah, let's go. And we have never met outside of golf socially, but when we are golfing together, we're friends. To be honest with you, I don't even know his politics. I know what he does for a living, but here's what I do know. The dude knows how to golf, and he's a fun guy to golf with. That's what we do together. And I got white friends the same way. Never been with them. We see each other at the golf course. Hey, Kev, you think we were at a country club and we knew each other and we, you know, Buffy and Biffy were getting married and we, you know, our daughters went to the same school or something. I don't have any daughters, but you get what I'm saying. But we have that common tie. And so here, Prager is explaining, I'm friends with an atheist Italian that grew up poor, very complete polar opposites in terms of who we are. But you know what binds us together? This love of this country, this thing that we're fighting for. This thing that we understand is more important than all this other stuff. And what they're doing with blacks is, I'm telling you, they want you so focused on black. They want women so focused on their genitalia. They want LGBT so focused on how they have sex that it won't even let them get to the point where you can even evaluate your humanity. There are more gay people that I've talked to, and that we're having a conversation, having a great time. And you know how we end the subject? I go, let me give you a card so you can see some of my work. I want them to go, that dude is a conservative. And I know they're gay. Yeah, look, keep in touch. And I don't, by the way, I don't start out trying to make the point, but what I'm doing is it's my little small way of saying, you know what? You're going to go look at my work and you're going to think, there's that closed-minded big guy, I can't believe it. And you're going to go, no, he isn't. He didn't do any of that. And he was proud to tell me, here's my work. Go look at it. Because the ties that bind, I met a gay woman, a gay couple. The lady was a singer, and she could really sing. She let me listen to her thing while we were on the plane. She's with her girlfriend. Where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to, oh, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. She gives me her card. I send her a note. Hey, look, if we do an event, I'm definitely going to get you there. She goes, oh, me and my girl, we broke up. And I go, well, hey, I'm sorry to hear that. But just wanted to let you know, hadn't forgotten about you. We're going to try to put something together. I'd love to have you come. Thank you very much. Thanks for thinking about me. Now, she knows my work. I follow up. You know, I haven't forgotten about her. And I don't care about her being gay. Because you know what bound me to her? Her talent. She could sing and she was a nice person. Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Got nothing to do with me. Anyway, Prager goes on. Prominent black conservative John McWhorter, brilliant man, just did a review of White Fragility, the book that left most frequently recommends to America's alleged system racism. The title, the dehumanizing condescension of white fragility. And McWhorter wrote this. One of America's favorite advice books of the moment is actually a racist tract. The book diminishes black people in the name of dignifying us. I suspect it was the Atlantic's choice to capitalize black. The syndicators of my own column once changed black with a little b to black with a big b because they followed the AP's rules for English. White Fragility is a prayer book for what can only be described as a cult. A corollary question is why black people need to be treated the way D'Angelo assumes we do. The very assumption is deeply condescending to all proud black people. Few books about race have been more openly infantilized black people than this supposedly authoritative tome, or simply dehumanizes. Excuse me. That's exactly what I tell people all the time. I say, appeal to black pride. If somebody black says, man, y'all did this, and I say, man, look, I don't know what your thought process is, but haven't y'all gotten over it? I can't believe that you would be, you know, so, feel so little that you are still upset about something that happened 200 years ago that has nothing to do with you. Why is it you can't get ahead? Why is it you feel like you got to still feel, you know, little that somebody's better? It's everything you argue means you think somebody's better than you. I couldn't live like that and just walk away. Anyway, he says, McWhorter understands that to see blacks the way the white and black left want people to see them is to dehumanize blacks. If blacks are black before they are human, if no non-blacks can relate to blacks, disagree with blacks, or want to see past the color or to the person's heart, black-non-black relations will have been set back a half a century. And he's right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.